The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, October 27, 2023. Cuba's Council of State approved two-degree laws and examined the implementation of regulatory provisions in an ordinary session headed by President of the body, Esteban Lasso. A normative provision was approved on the security and protection of classified and limited information, establishing the rules to guarantee the security and protection of those data in any support. The second decree law issued on the development, application, and use of cryptographic protection devices and services in the field of cryptography in the Caribbean country stipulates the organization and operation of this field. According to the National Assembly of People's Power, the members of the body were updated on the island's economic situation. The implementation of the criminal procedure law and the law on the rights of the author and the performing artist, as well as the progress of the Tarea Vida, the state's plan to address climate change, was also checked. The Cuban delegation to the 147th Assembly of the Interparliamentary Union, being held in Luanda, headed by the Vice President of the Parliament, Ana Maria Mari, held warm meetings with representatives of other countries. The Cuban delegation exchanged with parliamentarians from Mozambique and the head of the legislative of that country, Esperanza Bias. During the brief meeting, the Cuban Vice President handed Bias a letter of invitation to visit the island sent by the President of the Parliament, Esteban Lasso. The Cuban delegation also spoke with the Vice President of the National Assembly of Vietnam, Nguyen Cac Dinh, who heads the delegation of that nation to the Parliamentary Assembly. The day before, the Cuban spoke briefly with the head of the Parliament of Senegal, Amadou Mame Diop, with whom they also shared their interest in strengthening relations between the legislatures. The director of Cuba's National Center for Sex Education, Mariela Castro, pointed out that the socialist society is the only way to achieve true independence, sovereignty, and expression of the human being. This was said by the also deputy of the National People's Power Assembly when participating in Buenos Aires meeting with members of the Argentine Solidarity Movement, the Union of Cuban Residents, feminist organizations, and human rights defenders, graduates in Cuba, and academics. She stressed that her country works daily in the construction of a project based on social justice, humanism, and a cultural transformation that guarantees respect and equality, as well as the strengthening of popular participation. She also pointed out that the revolution, from its beginnings, defended full dignity, equity, the fundamental role of women, and the need for a comprehensive sexual education. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador thanked his Cuban counterpart Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez on Thursday for offering doctors to assist the victims of Hurricane Otis, which hit the country on Wednesday. In his morning press briefing, where he gave a complete report of the damage and deaths of 27 people and 4 missing, López Obrador mentioned the position of Cuba and other countries that have also offered medical assistance. The Thursday National Press highlighted on front page the message sent by Díaz-Canel on social media, in which he lamented the damage caused by Otis and expressed his solidarity to President López Obrador and the Mexican people to whom he offered his assistance. On X, the Cuban president lamented deeply the serious damage caused by Hurricane Otis and sent a hug of solidarity to brothers López Obrador and the Mexican people who are always ready to offer fraternal assistance. A solidarity campaign with Cuba and Chile ended after several months, having brought together groups, organizations, and friends of the Cuban Revolution. A long list of groups and Cuban residents outside Chile joined the initiative aimed at purchasing medicines, supplies, and other products necessary for Cuba. Vasily Garrillo, one of the coordinators of the Internationalist Action in support of Cuba, declared at the closing ceremony that this solidarity is not only limited to gathering resources. Their solidarity has to be political, moral, and material. Representative Boris Barrera expressed that the most comforting thing about this campaign is seeing so many people and united, and that this is an expression of gratitude toward Cuba, because everyone owes very much to that small island with such a big heart and soul. Barrera demanded the end of the blockade against Cuba and its exclusion from the list of states sponsoring terrorism. And in the international agenda, we have that Honduras will participate in the next imports fair to be held from next November 5th to 10th in Shanghai, in which it will work on developing investments and tourism. Minister of Economic Development Freddy Cerrato stated that Honduras will exhibit about 30 companies with their respective products, and that they look forward to signing contracts and establishing the prices, quantities, and frequency with which the products will be sold and exported to China. For his part, the Minister of Investment Promotion, Miguel Medina, said that President Xiomara Castro ordered establishing rapprochements and agreements with four essential areas linked to manufacturing, infrastructure, tourism, and energy sectors. Tegucigalpa and Beijing established diplomatic relations in March of this year after Honduras broke its ties with Taiwan and recognized the One China principle. Meanwhile, 2 months after being forced to abandon their homes in the face of gang attacks, refugees at Carrefour Faye are requesting government intervention to allow them to return to their neighborhoods. Sheltered in schools, public squares, churches, training centers, or houses of family and friends, thousands of people lack even the most basic services. Their situation deteriorates, and children cannot return to their homes. A refugee told Le Nacional newspaper that they are there without any donation from the government. Their living conditions are inhuman, and they have no drinking water or food. In Carrefour Faye, only at least 32,000 people had to flee their homes to take refuge in 45 sites, including in some 20 schools. In early October, the Haitian Civil Protection Agency announced that at least 200,000 people had been forced to flee violence in the face of attacks by armed groups over the last year and a half. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.